From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. President Obama has renewed his call for an orderly and genuine transition to democracy in Egypt. Barry Schwide reports that Mr. Obama is responding to President Hosni Mubarak's announcement that he's transferring his authority but is not stepping down.
President Obama is not relenting in his criticism of President Mubarak, nor are demonstrating Egyptians who want Mubarak to leave right away. While President Obama has backed off setting an immediate deadline, Mubarak signaled in a speech, though, he intends to stay around a while. Richard Haass, who is president of the Council on Foreign Relations, called it evidence the U.S. cannot steer things and has limited influence. In a call-in news conference, Haass, a former American diplomat, said there is no playbook for this sort of thing, and expectations of a prompt departure have been dashed. For NPR News, I'm Barry Schwide in Washington.
Nobel Peace Laureate and leading Egyptian opposition figure Mohamed El-Baradei is calling for military intervention. In a Twitter message, El-Baradei said the army must save his country. El-Baradei says Egypt will explode after President Mubarak's announcement that he's not stepping down. A trend toward fewer new claims for unemployment benefits in the U.S. continued last week. The government says jobless claims fell by 36,000 to 383,000.
This is the lowest week we've seen for initial claims in almost 2.5 years. So this is a very strong number, and it's following a string of strong numbers. We've only had one bad week in the last 6 weeks.
Standard & Poor's chief economist David Weiss says bad weather could still be a factor in the drop in claims, but he says there appears to be a significant decrease in layoffs. Some 11,000 conservatives from across the country are gathered in Washington, D.C. for the annual CPAC conference. And NPR's Don Gagne says attendance is up this year.
CPAC is organized by the American Conservative Union, and this year's conference comes at a time when the movement is enjoying an influx of new interest and new activists. Witness this from a brand new U.S. Senator from Kentucky, Rand Paul.
Now, I'm not sure if I heard it. Is there anybody here from the Tea Party? Are we going to let Washington co-opt the Tea Party?
No!
Will you fight for and help me defend the Constitution?
Speaker after speaker spoke of the need to defeat President Obama in 2012 as the best way to repeal the new health care law. The three-day event features speeches by a long list of potential GOP presidential hopefuls. Don Gagne, NPR News, Washington.
Asian stocks are mixed at this hour as investors keep an eye on the unrest in Egypt. Shares are down 62 points in Hong Kong, down 12 points in Tokyo, and down 2 points in Shanghai. From Washington, this is NPR News. A grand jury in Philadelphia has charged a pair of Roman Catholic priests, a former priest, and a Catholic school teacher with raping young boys. The grand jury is also charging Monsignor William Len with protecting problem priests by transferring them, but not their records, to new parishes. Len's attorney says two endangerment counts should not apply because his client had no children under his care. No bishop or church administrator has been tried on such charges since the clergy abuse scandal erupted in Boston nearly 10 years ago. The Dutch government has called home its ambassador to Iran following the execution of a Dutch citizen last month. Terry Schultz says the European Union could even take legal action over the killing.
The hanging of a Dutch-Iranian woman, Zahra Bahrami, on January 29th capped off what was already a horrific month for opponents of the Iranian regime, says Aaron Rhodes from the Berlin office of the International Campaign for Human Rights in Iran.
We have counted 83 executions in January alone. Those are just the ones that we're aware of.
The European Parliament has issued multiple unheeded calls for policymakers to initiate sanctions against known human rights violators. Dutch parliamentarian Mariette Schaake says it's high time Tehran gets a tough message.
You've executed our citizen. You're abusing the human rights of your citizens. We know who's responsible. We'll hold you accountable, and we won't forget.
She says shock over Bahrami's execution may finally push the EU to act. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
Tulsa, Oklahoma is still struggling to dig out from 3 major snowstorms in less than a week. Residents stepped in Thursday to clear streets where city plows failed to travel. The thermometer read minus 31 degrees in Owatta, Oklahoma. I'm Shea Stevens, NPR News, from Washington.